The poem Condor Man is about the summers that I spent at Camp Sweeney, which is a summer camp for juvenile diabetics in Texas, northeast Texas. And it comes from me having told the story of Condor Man to people and just the kind of amazed looks on their faces, and that it was an important time in my life. And I remember very clearly standing on that baseball field and watching kids jump up and down in, I mean, what seemed like a very cinematic moment to all of us, because we hadn't had any snacks for 3 weeks by this point, and were very excited for some gum, in the way that you are when you're at diabetic summer camp and all of your meals are very regulated and your snacks are very regulated. So I tried to write this poem over a number of years, and the first, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 drafts of this poem ended up being either very sentimental in a way that I don't want the idea of the summer camp to be a place where sick kids get together, because it's a very normal summer camp where, you know, everyone just happens to take a shot of insulin before dinner, but they're the same, you know, like 14-year-old romances and practical jokes going on. Or if it didn't turn out very sentimental, it sounded really comic in a way that seemed to almost disrespect the idea of Condor Man. And I thought that it was such a weird and creative idea that the summer camp had come up with, to have an airplane drop gum on a baseball field of kids, and also very Darwinian, that I really wanted to explore it. So eventually I got to the point where I put together kind of a catalog of images and ideas from that time that I hope hit the note somewhere in the middle of that nostalgia and zaniness, to make an interesting poem.